News was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio.
Radio. About to commence.
Good morning, North State, and welcome to Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 1460. It's Friday, TGIF. Thank goodness it's Friday with Carl and Linda Bond. Linda has on assignment. She's got in-laws and all types of people converging on our house, like 15 of them, in the next 2 days. Our phone lines here are 530-605-4567, and we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. And, of course, I'm here with Savannah. It's Friday. Hi, Savannah.
It's Friday.
Can you do your Friday dance?
My Friday dance.
Do you have a Friday dance?
Yeah, let's see it.
Come on, let's just see it. Real quick. Let me see your okay, she's doing her Friday dance. It's
painful.
It's painful. Oh, good morning, everybody. It is 7:07, and it's the 21st of February, 2014. And let's go to our friends over at Wells Fargo, our special friend, Susan Eastman.
Good morning, Carl. Good morning, everyone. Well, stocks are starting out in the green. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is up 52 points at 16,185. The S&P 500 is positive 4 points at 1843. And the NASDAQ Composite is advancing 11 points at 4,278. The three most actively traded stocks on the New York Stock Exchange, Verizon down 17 cents at $47.95, Bank of America up a penny at $16.30, General Electric off 6 cents at $25.06. Taking a look at local stocks of interest, PepsiCo up 39 cents at $78.40, Pacific Gas and Electric positive a penny at $43.67, AT&T down a dime at $33.08. Treasuries are lower. The 10-year Treasury note is priced to yield 2.77% and the 30-year bond 3.73%. For commodities, gold is up $7 an ounce at $13.24, silver positive 11 cents at $21.83, and crude oil off 28 cents, trading at $102 a barrel. That's the market for now. This is Susan Eastman with Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Thank you so much, Susan. We have our Wells Fargo Advisors on Monday through Friday at 708-808-908 right here. Give them a call, 243-7561, because you want to have people in, that are giving you advice. You want to be able to talk to them, not only talk to them, but then go down and visit them and have them look you in the eye and tell you what they think about what's happening. And I think that's so important. They're not just a voice over the phone. There's people you can see down at Park Marina Drive doing great work. Wells Fargo Advisors. Okay, Savannah, do we have weather today or are we just going to go without weather? Let's have weather.
We have weather. It is currently 47 degrees, going to get up to a high of 71. So it's going to be beautiful with a low of 43. Tomorrow is going to be a high of 73, low of 41. And Sunday is going to be a high of 71, low of 43. So it's going to be a great week.
It's going to be a great week. You know what we could use, though? Another 2 inches of rain.
Yeah, yeah. But so our weather is sponsored by Shasta Gas Propane. They're family-owned and operated. You can give them a call at 530-365-3793.
That's right. Our customers are warm friends. It's Friday, and here's Spencer.
Good morning.
Good morning. Who do we have here with us, Spencer?
This morning I brought Junior with me. Junior is a red and black blackmouth cur mix. Junior has, believe it or not, been at our shelter since December 10th. This guy, blackmouth curs are an unusual breed. They are actually a herding breed. They are, people have started breeding them more and more recently because they're such great family dogs. They're great with children. They're great working dogs. Junior here is actually such a good boy that we have him rated for a home with kids 5 and older, which, as you know, for a dog his size is actually really, really good. Junior.
Well, yeah, well, how big is he? Let's just talk about that. He's brown and he's got soulful eyes and his ears hang down a little bit, but so he's a black, show me his mouth. Blackmouth cur.
Blackmouth cur. See how he's got the black muzzle all the way around his mouth?
Yeah.
Very pretty dog.
Yes, you are.
Got those beautiful brown eyes, and I'd say he's about 40 to 50 pounds.
But you've got him with kids that are 5 and over, right?
Kids 5 and older.
Which means he's well behaved.
He is very well behaved, and this dog is alert to all of his surroundings. He hears a noise come from anywhere, and he looks right where that noise came from, like, ooh, what is that? So he's very aware of all of his surroundings, so that's why we feel that he would be best placed with kids 5 and older, because sure. He is aware that they're there. Most dogs his size aren't, and so they can easily knock over a smaller child.
Okay. So, you know what? Again, you know, we were down there the other day, and last Friday, in fact, and we were honored with being the media friend of the year for Haven Humane, which is a big thing to us. But then we got to walk through and give out cookies to the animals there. To the dogs. And there are just beautiful dogs. And if you're looking for a dog, that's already had all the work done, you can go on down to Haven Humane and you pick up our little buddy here.
Absolutely. And the great thing about Junior, too, is he's all ready to go home today. So if someone wanted to come in and adopt Junior, he could leave the shelter today and go home with you and become a part of your forever family today.
There you go. It could be your best friends forever, BFF, and Junior will go home with you today. I've noticed a couple of times, I don't look at Facebook a lot, but I noticed when I had to put something on there is that y'all have had a few adoptions going out there, you know, Angel and... And what was the one you had on last week? It looked like he was gone, or she was gone.
Bella was the one I brought with me last week. The little puppy.
Okay, that was Bella. What about the one that was kind of Boston Bull Terrier?
Was it Superman? No.
No. Boston Bull Terrier kind of mix. It had the color of it, but he's bigger.
I'm pulling a blank.
Okay, I thought that, anyway, I saw them. It looks like they were being adopted. So they found a happy home.
Yes.
That's great.
They did.
Okay, how do we get a hold of you?
You could swing by the shelter at 7449 East Side Road, or you could give us a call at 241-1653.
You have one of your dogs that carries its blankie around with him.
Yes, we do. Little Mr. Leroy Boy.
We wanted to see Leroy Boy, but he didn't make it today. So maybe next week he can bring it. He carries his blankie with him.
Cutest thing. You walk by his kennel and he walks right over, grabs his blankie, and he's like, okay, are we going now?
Oh, yeah. I mean, you know what? Okay, let me take that one home right now. Okay. Spencer, thanks a lot.
Thanks for having us.
And appreciate it. And let's keep our 100% up out there, my friends. All right. We're going to take a quick break. We're going to come back. And have you ever wondered where you came from? Have you ever wondered where's my family tree? I mean, most of us know a couple of days. I mean, a couple of generations back. But when did your family come to this country? Were they Native American and they were here all the time and they came across a land bridge? But have you ever wondered? And then who was in your, you know, here you are, an upstanding citizen. And is it true? Maybe your great, great grandfather was hung for horse stealing? Well, we're going to talk about that as soon as we get back when we have some people here that are experts in it and they're getting ready to give away free information. We'll be right back. Carl and the Bot, KCNR 1460. It's Friday.
At the Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange, we've heard the criticism that you can't eat gold, as if eating dollar bills was very nutritious. And we answered that from the start by offering emergency buckets. We offer our standard 200-serving food bucket and the new 72-hour family cooking kits, which in addition to food also contains a stove, fuel for the stove, cups, utensils, and a 100-gallon capacity water filter. You can come into our stores, or you can go to www.thepreparedpatriot.com and with free shipping, order them online for yourself or to send to loved ones anywhere in the continental U.S. Peace of mind is protecting your wealth with gold and silver and getting a fair price when you sell. Peace of mind is also having access to emergency food and supplies in times of distress. The Patriot is your peace of mind store. Whether you visit us at our brick-and-mortar stores in Chico, Redding, Corning, and our appointment-only store in Palo Cedro, or whether you visit us at www.thepreparedpatriot.com, you can get peace of mind today for less.
Even in the cold weather months, we have to keep our bodies hydrated properly every day. It is also important to keep our bodies in an alkali state. The Good Water Store at 2425 Athens Avenue next to the Classic Cafe is your source for alkaline water, the best way to achieve both of these goals. Most of the common foods we eat are acidic, and the best way to balance ourselves is through our water. Please stop by the Good Water Store at 2425 Athens and learn about all the benefits of alkaline water. The Good Water Store is open Monday, Wednesdays, and Fridays from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. and Tuesdays and Thursdays from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m.
In the 40s, Redding Cab and Yellow Cab merged, and Redding Yellow Cab was born. A lot has changed since then. The town has more than tripled in size, and so have we. Through the decades, we have served Redding with generations of trustworthy drivers, family men and women, treating their customers with the respect and professionalism we would expect for our own families. When you need to get to or from the airport to the train station, perhaps, we're there for you. When you need a safe ride home, need to do some shopping, or want someone to shop for you, call Redding Yellow Cab at 222-1234, and we'll be there for you.
At Mary's Pizza Shack, even the commercials are homemade.
Mary's Meal for Two is back and better than ever.
Get a medium two-topping pizza or spaghetti with two of Mary's homemade meatballs, plus salad or soup and a Pepsi for each person, all for just $20.95.
I'm ready. Who's coming with me?
Who's your favorite?
Pick me, Charlie.
Who plays with you?
Pick me.
Boy, this is a tough choice. Mary's homemade pizza with Vincent.
Excellent choice.
Or Mary's meatballs with the meatball kid.
That's a no-brainer.
Contest. Whoever guesses my favorite pizza gets to go.
Pepperoni, mushroom,
salami and garlic.
Meatball and tomato.
Actually, my favorite pizza is pineapple and extra cheese. First, you put all the pineapple on my piece, and then you get the rest.
That's my favorite pizza too, Charlie.
We have a winner.
That is not your favorite pizza.
It is today.
Original recipes. Original Shack. Mary's Pizza Shack. Complete menu available for dine-in, takeout, and delivery in downtown Reading and at the Shasta outlets on Highway 273.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. But Carl and Bob. Linda has 15 family members coming in on us today. And we're going to talk about that in a second. But this portion of the show is brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, located at 2143 Hilltop Drive. Espresso Joe's for great coffee. You know what? You can have your latte and your caramel macchiato at a very, very reasonable price. It won't cost you the equivalent of lunch for your child. And then you walk next door to the finest walk-in humidor in the state. They will meet or beat any tobacco prices in town. Tobacco and Brew, and veterans always get discounts. Tobacco and Brew, where veterans are always honored. We are now, like I said, when Linda's got her family rolling in here the next day or two, and we just happen to have our two visitors now, our guests now, Bobby Dunn and Jamie Blazian. Okay, let's move in here closer, ladies. They won't bite you. They're here to talk about the Heritage Fair, which is, Bobby?
It is going to be held tomorrow, the 22nd. And it is at the LDS Church, which is right opposite Enterprise High School on Churn Creek Road. And I think we have the address right there.
You do,
on the
3410
flyer.
Churn Creek Road. And it is right across from Enterprise High School.
Yes.
And I've seen it. I've been there once, I think, once or twice. And this is a big thing because you all are going to have a full day of classes with instructors, outstanding instructors, talking about where we came from.
Absolutely. Absolutely. The just some little basics on it. It begins at 9 o'clock in the morning, but registration starts at 7:30 a.m. The cost is $10, and that includes all the classes and also a hot lunch that day. And it's very well worth it. We have more than 25 classes that are being offered throughout the day.
It looks like a lot of fun. It looks like a lot of fun. It always is. You know, we were talking about, they've got TV shows.
But yes.
People are going back and searching their genealogy and making big surprises on, finding out who they're related to, you know, through a variety of means. I mean, it is so,
amazing.
I mean, it is amazing how many people are. Well, you brought something today, which is a pedigree chart for Linda K. Snook, who is also now known as Linda K. Bott. And I don't know, a pedigree, and I kind of, when I hear that, I kind of think of like, it's your colleague coming. So that's not what this is though, right?
No, this is, what I've given you there is a timeline, showing, from Linda on back, and I think I was able to research, back to her fourth great grandfather, which takes us back to the year 1800. And I think it took me a total of about 4 hours to research this information, and it was so much fun. And I'm so jealous because I have such a hard time with my own family that just makes me so excited to do other people's research and be able to get somewhere with it.
Well, Linda's father and mother, of course, here are coming in, Lee and June, and Lee, and we go back on Lee's pedigree. You go all the way back to, yeah, like you said, like the 1800, early 1800s. Yeah. Oh, there's more.
One more page.
Oh, okay. It goes to, okay, there's another one. Am I missing something here?
You're missing something. It's the second, the middle page tells you the very
first
I've gone back.
Okay. It goes all the way back to Daniel Snook in 1800.
Yes.
In Maryland. So, and I know some of these just because we've gone back and we've done some things on Tom's 80th birthday. And, you know, so we've gone back. We know that there's Cortez, Colorado that's in there and all these other places too. So this is great. So people can come down. If people are interested at all in finding out about their families, would you say that this is a good way to start, Jamie?
I would say this is a great opportunity. The classes that are going to be offered start from basic beginner, square one type of genealogy, how to start, and they go all the way up to really advanced research. But it's a great place to start. There's going to be a lot of teachers there that are experts in genealogy and in specifics of genealogy. Specific areas like Civil War research, both Confederate and Northern, ranging from that to using different apps for genealogy on your iPad or smartphone. So it's a great place to go if you have any interest.
Okay, well, let's just talk about some of the class descriptions here. And, I mean, this sounds interesting. It really, it does. When you have, discover the power of ancestry.com with, you know, with instructor Tamara Noah. But here's a Dropbox for genealogy, DNA, another tool for genealogy, DNA roundtable. Because that's, a lot of people are doing that now.
Yes,
is that they're, now they're able to check their DNA.
Exactly.
To take, you know, to check that back. Family search, family tree, heritage quest, indexing genealogy for tablets and iPads. Which I got an iPad this year. Linda told me there was electricity, and she said there was way of moving, you know, information around on something small. And I said, I have my phone. She says, not that. So she got me an iPad, and so I could, frankly, I've fallen in love with it. It's all different types of things, creating stories from research, census records. You get a lot of stuff off census records.
You really can. And so, one of the teacher that conducts that class is by far an amazing resource. She really knows her stuff.
Well, okay. So doesn't the Church of the Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints don't they have one of the most extensive records, genealogy records in the world?
Yes, in Salt Lake, they have the largest. Yes, it's the largest.
The largest in the world.
They are constantly putting things online, so all the time things are getting, you're getting more and more information online. And they also have a free website, which is it's comparable to Ancestry.com, but usually I'll start with their website, which is called FamilySearch.org, a free website that you don't have to sign up. There's no cost involved.
And that's FamilySearch.org?
FamilySearch.org.
Okay.
And then if I can't find it on FamilySearch.org, I go to Ancestry.com, which is a paid subscription mm-hmm. site. However, if you come to a family history center that's run by the church, you can get onto Ancestry.com free. It doesn't cost anything when you come to the Family History Center. And we have a Family History Center in the same location, at the LDS Church on Churn Creek Road, opposite Enterprise High School. And we're open Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday from 9 a.m. till 3 p.m. And then on the first and third Saturdays from 10 till 2.
Now, you two do research for other people, right?
We do. We do research for our own families, mm-hmm. and we do research for the patrons that might come in.
Okay. The reason I ask that, what's the most surprising thing you found? There must be something that you all looked at and went, oh.
Okay. Well, I had a very surprising thing happen. My heritage is Jewish. All my family are Jewish. And when I first started doing research, one of the first things I came across was my great-grandmother, who happened to be Mormon and joined the church in 1853, which just shocked my whole family. They just couldn't believe that, you know, there was somebody else in our family that had joined the Mormon church mm-hmm. back in 1853, which was very early days.
Wow.
Very early days in the church. So that was a big shock to me and my family.
And you, did you have you found any, have you gotten any shocks yet? Or just, is it just kind of like, yeah, I kind of knew this was coming.
Well, one shock is I found out, my husband's line, has been researched back to Charlemagne.
Oh, wow.
So that was pretty cool.
You can go all the way, find it. You can track yourselves all the way back to there.
You can, and farther.
Savannah can track herself to the Canadian line. And that was, what, 2 years ago? So, no, because she's from Montana in Wyoming.
I am French-Canadian, though.
You are French-Canadian?
I don't know.
Oh, bonjour, n'est-ce pas? Do you speak French?
No.
Okay, well, that was a little bit. Okay, this is great. All right, so if everybody needs to go down to the Heritage Fair, which is at the Church of Latter-day Saints.
Tomorrow morning.
I left out the part, Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.
Thank you.
3410 Church Creek, right across from Enterprise High School. You'll see people out there in cars and it's the whole level of excitement while people are going in there and coming out and saying, it's true. I am related to Barack Obama. You know, so. Well, no, his wife, they found out his wife
that
was.
That would be
was,
a big shock.
Well, his wife, I understand, was Michelle, when they did the studies, I think was related to somebody that was, I'm not going to get into that because I think that's what I read, and I'm not going to say that, but it was somebody from the total opposite political realm than what she is. And she was surprised to hear that. But I think a lot of people are when they go back because, I mean, are we all related somehow?
I mean, somehow.
I mean, is this like,
we're all,
you know,
brothers and sisters.
Yeah, well, we are that too.
Right.
But, you know, what'd they say? What was that thing? Everybody know if you go out far enough, the sixth degree, is that if you go out far enough that you're going to find somebody that knows everybody, that you know everybody in the world.
That we all know Kevin Bacon. I think that was the 6 degrees.
Was that, we all know Kevin Bacon. Okay. Well, okay. You know, in Reading, it's 1 degree.
Yes.
You walk outside and you know everybody. Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. Heritage Fair, Saturday, February 22nd, 2014. Is this free? We have entrance fee of $10. It's a donation. But that includes classes, the syllabus, and lunch.
Right.
What a great deal.
Right.
I think I'm going to have to go from the gun show to the Heritage Fair.
We would love to have you there.
Well, you know what? You all are good people. You all have come here before, and I think this is great.
But don't forget, if you can't make it to the Heritage Fair, to please come in if you need some help with your family history. As I say, we're there Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and first and third Saturdays. So.
Phone number?
I don't know the phone 222-4949.
Okay,
thank you.
It says for more information, call 222-4949.
Right.
It wasn't a test, really. Okay. All right, thank you very much for being here. Heritage Fair tomorrow morning beginning at 9 o'clock at the Church of Latter-day Saints across from Enterprise High School. It looks like it's a great time. All right, we'll be right back after these messages. Call in the bot. KCNR 1460.
As gun laws continue to tighten up across the country, Bastiani Arms will continue to provide our community with quality firearms, hard-to-find ammo, off-list fully built AR lower receivers, and the absolute best customer service. Get out of the grab-and-go box stores and come talk to a knowledgeable firearm specialist. The good guys at Bastiani Arms are real gun enthusiasts with 2 full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. Right now, Bastiani Arms is stocked up on hard-to-find ammo, 30-30, 38 Special, and 44 Magnum. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Seth Stoke has over 20 years' experience in firearms and offers CCW classes, women-only CCW classes, and hunter education. Bastiani Arms has everything you need for firearms, and they appreciate you shopping local. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur Lane and Wall Street in Reading. Join the revolution.
Everybody calls us summer, fall, winter, and spring. We've got the best. It's hard to guess who's gonna make our telephone ring.
At Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning, everybody calls us 221-2642. Because when you call 221-2642, we help keep you cool. 221-2642. Be cool with Alliance Heating and Air. 221-2642. Now you say the number.
Everybody calls us.
The City of Reading Water Utility wants to help you save money and be water smart. Look at what's in your landscape and water according to the plant's needs. Shrubs and more established trees usually require less water than a lawn. Spread mulch around your plants and trees to increase the moisture-retaining ability of the soil and prevent weeds. And while you're at it, adjust your irrigation controller. 4 5-minute sessions of watering may be much more efficient than watering for 20 consecutive minutes. Be water smart. Visit ReadingUtilities.com for more information. This message brought to you by the City of Reading Water Utility.
Hi, I'm Vicki Leda from Amazing Foods for Life, gluten-free baking mixes made with ancient grains. At Amazing Foods, we're here to help you make living gluten-free easy and healthy. Often it can be difficult to find fast, easy, and delicious treats. With our cookies, cakes, muffin mixes, you can have bakery fresh in your home in about 20 minutes, while at the same time adding protein and omegas to your diet. Amazing Foods for Life is produced in a dedicated top 8 allergen-free environment. Check us out at AmazingFoodsForLife.com or at Orchard Nutrition Center, Tops Market, and many more.
Join me, Dan Fagan, for your afternoon drive home.
I've been listening since you started. I like listening to you, and I just wanted to know that. And there are a lot of us listening. I think it's a very good thing that you're positive. I want to hear positive in the world today because you hear too much negative.
Why automatically assume the worst will happen? What does it cost you to believe the best? There's no cost.
Weekdays, 3 to 6 p.m. on KCNR.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and the Bot. It is 7:32 in the morning, 47 degrees out there. This portion of our show is brought to you by Reading Crackmaster Windshield Repair. You know what? They do what no other windshield repair business can do. They offer full guarantee from chips to cracks over 24 inches in length. Jeff Wurst can assist you, and he doesn't waste your time. He's an honest man that will do the best for you on your windshield and windshield repair. Call him, Jeff, at 241-8373 or stop by 3208 Market Street on Reading, right here, Reading Crackmaster Windshield Repair. Wow, are we having a good day yet, Savannah?
It is a good day.
It is. You know, so far today we've had Haven Humane. And we've had the dog, that we, and we have 100% with that. We've had Heritage Fair came in here and brought us stuff that say where Linda, where her family came from, and tracked her dad back to 1800. Yeah, and then Vicki Leda came in here and brought oatmeal raisin cookie mix from Amazing Foods for Life, gluten free. Good morning.
Hey, how's it going?
How are you?
Really good.
You know what? I've met you, 3 years ago, 3 or 4 years. You came in here for Orchard Nutrition.
Yeah, it's been and, 3 years.
And then your father, we had lunch one day and you started talking about this and this new business that you started and Amazing Foods for Life. Tell everybody how you got into this.
Being part of the natural food industry for, you know, most of my life for the 30 years that Orchard's been open. And then there was a point when I did some baking. I had a bakery and people come in and they just need help. They need, you know, they've been diagnosed with celiac or they're gluten intolerant or they're allergic to dairy and that was something I really enjoyed doing. So we just sort of married that idea together and, started producing product that would be easy that anybody could make.
And you know, one of the things too, I remember we were talking about and laughing is that you had Thanksgiving and you had like 25 people you were trying to cook for, but you had to cook 25 meals.
Yeah, that was a really big turning point because we have a couple of people with celiac in the family, some gluten intolerance, we have some diabetics and some really plain picky eaters. You know, that happened to be one of mine.
The picky eaters can kind of like, okay, you know, take care of yourself, get some soup.
I think more of a challenge than the people with allergies.
Yeah.
But, we had those guests in our home for several days preparing meals that everyone could eat together and not be isolated. Oh, you can't have that you have to sit in that corner, like at the children's table or something. And I really wanted to let people feel together like you should feel in a family meal and when you're, you know, dining together or just living together. So that's where this came from, where people could enjoy instead of be punished.
Okay, so because that was the impetus, and, mm-hmm. and of course, being in the you know, the healthy food and natural food industry and all this helped. But then you said, okay, and you and your husband,
yeah,
got together and said, okay, I'm going to make this. I mean, but it's not as easy as that. This is not like making it in your kitchen.
Oh no,
no.
It was an adventure. We have a full production facility. We're gluten certified. We've had independent audits. It's been really an incredible process. And two, in creating the product, we didn't want just starch and, you know, white rice flour. We wanted to have good food value. So there's ancient grains in the product. There's amaranth, quinoa, buckwheat, flax, in the rice combo and with rice in the combination so that it's healthy.
Arrowroot.
Yeah. Arrowroot actually kind of makes things a little bit, kind of pulled together. It's a thickener. And well, oftentimes when you don't have gluten, you need something like that. You use it in soup sometimes. Quinoa is a really important factor in that product because it adds protein, in the flour blend. Flax, of course, fiber,
Organic raisins, organic, evaporated,
cane sugar.
I mean, just, it's, I mean, all of it is good. I mean, it's a healthy mix here.
Yes.
And here's the thing about it is, you can just, and I can make this.
Yes.
I heat the oven to 325 degrees. I then mix this mix you gave me. You brought me another mix.
Yeah.
I ate the other one right away. And a butter and egg, medium speed for 2 minutes. You scoop a rounded teaspoon, 2 inches apart. You bake 16 to 18 minutes, cool for 10 minutes. I've got 24 cookies.
That's correct. If you can follow
and it's basic, gluten-free.
Yes, it is. Basic instructions, and you can make that. One of the items that we have is a vegan banana chocolate chip muffin, and you just need a ripe banana and a quarter cup of coconut oil.
You're there, huh?
You're ready to roll. Yeah. A lot of times moms will have their small children come in the kitchen to start to introduce them to, you know, to baking. Kids like to make their own cookies and that kind of thing. And I've had moms say that they've had 6-year-olds make this stuff because, you know, there's a picture of a banana. There's a picture of the butter stick and some basic instructions. So it's very, very simple.
We used to say that you could teach pilots if you had enough banana chips. So, teach somebody to fly a plane.
Okay. Uh-huh.
Marine pilots. Now, of course, not anybody else. Okay. Now, so after you thought about this, this has grown.
Yeah.
You have got the tiger by the tail.
We really do. We started in April. And we've seen some wonderful response from the community, and we've been growing. We actually have product, on the coast, all the way in Sacramento, just all around. We have distributorship now, so we'll be going to, Washington, Oregon, Utah, Nevada, Texas, Hawaii, and Asia.
Well, you know what? Last time we talked, we talk every couple months, you know, I talk to your father, is, you know, you're working your way down the coast. Now, this is how Vicki did it. She and her husband pack up the back of the
Jeep.
Of the Jeep,
mm-hmm.
with the product and go down from store to store and say, this is what we have. Well, as soon as people saw it, they went, oh, okay.
That's what we're still doing.
And you're still
doing
that.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. We pack up the Jeep.
But. Yeah, but then people like it, and then now you've got another store.
Yes.
And did you say you just got another?
Well, we've got two stores in Sacramento, two more Whole Foods stores, which was very
exciting. Whole Foods, yeah, that is big. Yeah,
that was a big process. They actually send an independent auditor to your facility to make sure that you follow strict guidelines, which is really exciting.
Well, you have to, because if you say gluten free, mm-hmm. you need to be gluten free, and there's a lot of places out there that. Probably maybe not as gluten-free as they should be.
Yeah, and we don't do any co-packing, so everything that we produce is just our product. So we're actually top 8 allergen-free. So no soy, no dairy, no eggs, no peanuts, tree nuts. It's really...
Nope. Well, that's... You know, that's... Okay, now, the... So how many of the... if you can tell me, how much of this are you making a month now?
Well,
I mean, because now the packaging is great too, and it's got a photo. You just by the way, just go down to Orchard Nutrition or
Top Market
or
Kent's Market, Shasta Lake City.
Shasta Lake City,
mm-hmm.
Okay. Any other places around here?
The Enjoy Store.
That's where I was going. I was going to ask you that because I thought I saw it there. Uh-huh. And I thought it would be mentioned. Yes, Enjoy the Store has it.
Yes.
And also. So we've got someone on the phone here. Let's go to the phones. Roberta.
Good morning.
Good morning. Do you have a question for Vicki?
Yeah, I noticed that a lot of the gluten-free mixes have xanthan gum in there, and I'd like to know why it's in there, and does she put it in her product?
It is in my product, yes. Xanthan gum is used like a binder because without wheat and gluten, things don't hold together well. The xanthan gum I use is not a corn base, which sometimes they are, but it is kind of necessary. You can use gargum, which I've considered looking at, but currently we use xanthan.
Well, I'm interested because I think it's a corn product, is it not?
This one is not a corn product.
Oh, what is yours?
They actually grow it off of, I'm not exactly sure where it's funny because I have the certification that says that it's not corn, but I haven't really investigated the exact, I just wanted to make sure we were non-GMO and that obviously that it wasn't corn because that was an important thing.
Oh, very good. Well, thank you so much for being there and preparing the mixes for people who need them so badly. And I will be in to check them out.
Thank you, Roberta.
Hey, Roberta, they're tasty, too.
Are they?
Yes, they are.
My daughter has a gluten-free website.
Oh, exciting.
And I don't know if you want to put it on the air or not, but anyway, she tries to convert recipes for people. So that their old family recipes can become gluten-free.
That's an excellent thing. That's something I like to help people with as well. That's very
nice. Oh, good. Okay.
Thanks a lot, Roberta.
Have a great day.
You bet. The big thing, though, is it's not corn. There's no corn in it. And no GMOs.
No GMOs.
I think that's great.
That's very important to us.
Yeah. So you've got all this, and it's spreading. Now.
Yeah, it's exciting.
And it is. Okay, my favorite story is, and we won't mention the organization, that when you were talking to me about it, that when you showed it to them, and the buyer goes, they thought this gluten-free thing wasn't real.
We have occasionally, but not, it's really growing where we're running across that. Occasionally we have had, a buyer of a very large company think, oh, this isn't real, and a seafood allergy is real. Gluten allergies are real. It's very, very serious. And even gluten sensitivities are growing a tremendous amount.
Well, I wonder about that. I wonder how that goes and how that happens. I mean, is it maybe it's because of our lifestyles and all the things we're eating where people allergic to peanuts and gluten, mm-hmm. gluten products, were they allergic to it 100 years ago? I don't know. You hear people die. Oh, yes. So-and-so died yesterday from eating peanuts. Maybe they didn't know.
Maybe they didn't know. It depends on where you read. There's a lot of opinions. Some people say it's the way the wheat is raised. Some people say it's, it's environmental. I even saw something yesterday that said that celiac disease was linked to pesticides, a particular pesticide, and it was actually on the internet yesterday. So I don't know it. What I do know is that often when you eliminate it from your diet, you just feel better. Even people that don't have a severe allergy, sometimes you'll find more energy, you find less inflammation. We've talked about the idea of a challenge. Try it for 2 weeks and see how you feel.
A lot of people have done that. I've heard that go gluten-free and see what happens.
Mm-hmm. It's an incredible thing because you ask people, how do you feel? People say, I feel fine. Okay, well, that's great. Maybe skip it. I mean, be diligent for 2 weeks. Eliminate it from your diet. And then if you don't think you notice the difference, have a pizza. Then see. And that's when you really notice the difference because all of a sudden you go, whoa, wait a minute. I wasn't fine, and now I feel great. So,
hey, we're going to take a quick break. We're here with Vicki Leda from Amazing Foods for Life, and this portion of the show has been brought to you by Redding Crown Motors. Our friends down there, if you're looking for a new or previously owned truck, car, or SUV, look no further. You don't have to travel. Just head on down to 555 Cypress Avenue. It's our local Dodge, Ford, Dodge, Ram Lincoln, Nissan, and Honda dealership. It's your neighbors making great deals for you. You don't need to go anywhere. They're there for you, and their service department is absolutely outstanding. Redding Crown Motors, give them a call, 223-2177. Better yet, just stop on by there and pick up a new car for the family. We'll be right back after these messages.
An insurance adjuster called me. Don, we have a car that was in a front-end collision and repaired. Three times now, a steering bushing has failed. No one can fix the problem. We will have to buy the car if you can't fix it. The bushing in question was made of rubber. It was stretched out of alignment about 1/2 inch, causing it to wear extremely fast. We have three different laser beam systems for collision repair. I selected the one I call our detective laser. The laser beam led me to an area that was 1/2 inch too short, but there was no evidence of damage. I took undercoating. With a pocket knife, I peeled the undercoating away and discovered a deep buckle. As I stretched the vehicle's frame on our Megaliner frame machine, the largest and most powerful machine in Northern California, I could see the bushing relax and the buckle disappear. I knew there would be no further problems. Coach Master, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
The average adult is issued 32 troopers that with proper care and just a little discipline should serve you well during your entire tour of duty on this planet. They're called your teeth. But when your platoon gets out of line, holes in the formation, or other problems, you need to call in an expert like General, Dr. William Farrell, with decades of experience keeping those troops in line and executing their assigned duties properly and dependably. If you'd rather not be there while he reestablishes order amongst the troops, Dr. Farrell offers sedation dentistry. He and his highly trained staff will whip your troops into shape without any discomfort, with expanded practice hours, including evening and Saturday appointments to accommodate busy schedules. And having served himself in both the Navy and the Marine Corps, Dr. Farrell offers special consideration to veterans. Let him take the best care of your platoon of teeth, and they will serve you always. Call 547-5757 or visit palosidrodentistry.com. At ease.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Redding, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl Linda Bott. Linda's got 15 family members coming in this weekend. Something like that. The time is 7:48. 47 degrees out there. It's going to be a great weekend. 605-4567 is our phone number. And this weekend on the Saturday and Sunday is the Breakfast Lions Club 32nd Annual Guns, Antiques, and Collectibles Show. Starts at 9 a.m. on both Saturday and Sunday. Goes to 5 p.m. on Saturday and 4 p.m. on Sunday at the Redding Civic Auditorium. Adults for $6. Children under 12 free if accompanied by an adult. It's not a place to leave them off for babysitting that day. Again, guns, antiques, and collectibles. 300 tables. 300 tables worth of stuff. I think I'll be down there. Because you never can tell what's there. I like to look at the books and the collectibles and the antiques. Okay, I like to look at the guns. February 22nd, 23rd, Saturday and Sunday, 32nd Annual. They've given over $1 million in proceeds from this to the children's and schools in Reading. I mean, they don't keep any of the money. All proceeds go there. Okay, I'm with Vicki Lady.
It's a tough one.
Well, it's not. I mean, it's like I have a tendency the way I spell it. And so anyway, Leda, who is not only has been with Orchard Nutrition in a family, business. Yeah. But then due to, one day she said at Thanksgiving, I'm tired of cooking this many meals. People need help. People need to have gluten-free, good gluten-free, food and something that's simple. So she and her husband founded Amazing Foods for Life and is now sweeping through California, as I say in my life reads. But now you've gone, you're going everywhere. Now you've got distribution. And what yeah. exactly does that mean?
Well, it just gives us an opportunity to reach more stores. We recently got a store in Utah. All through Sacramento, and like we said before, we're loading up the Jeep and heading south, so we'll be marketing through Southern California in the next several weeks, trying to reach more people and trying to really just see what we can do to help. We've been encouraging people to hit the, you know, email the website with questions if there's, you know, concerns or interests, or if you do have that family recipe that needs a little assistance, we're happy to do that. I've actually even gone to the grocery store with folks, gotten the email or the phone call that says, oh my gosh, now I have all these restrictions and I don't know what to do. I said, okay, that's fine. Let's meet at the market and let's go through this aisle by aisle.
Wow. That's great service.
It's really fun. I really enjoy it. I just love helping people.
Well, you know, and going down to the store that your store has, or Northern Nutrition, I should say, yeah. Orchard Nutrition has four nutritionists on the staff.
Mm-hmm.
Free. You come in there, they're going to help you. Oh, and yeah. This is just something your father and family just provides. And I don't think people knew that. I didn't know that they were, I mean, I knew they had, you know, I thought, yeah, they have nutritionists, but not that many. And
yeah, there's a
they're
bunch
there.
Of them.
Oh yeah. And they're there to help you too with this. But, now you said you said distribution. That means is that throughout the country or?
Throughout, we can reach as far as Texas, which is okay. Kind of exciting, you know, for a company that really just has my husband and I so far. We, producing all of the product and then, driving it around and trying to sell it, was very exciting for us to be able to reach that place.
Is that kind of like a vacation when you're out doing this?
It is. I mean, I am the luckiest woman. I am married to the most incredible man ever and we love that time in the car.
Okay, now Huck. Can I talk about for
a
second?
He's
is he listening? Is he listening?
I believe he is.
Huckleberry.
Mm-hmm.
His name is Huckleberry.
It truly is.
And you know what? And I have not had the pleasure yet of meeting Huck.
Really?
I have not, but I understand.
He's a big man.
Huck is a big guy.
with a big man with a funny name. Yeah.
Well, it's I don't think I've ever met anybody named Huckleberry.
Yeah.
Have you ever, what did you think obviously you two are so happy together and he's a great guy. What did you think when he said, hi, my name is?
I laughed at him.
Did you think he was kidding?
Yeah. Well, he said, oh, well, do you remember my name? And I said, I don't know, Bob, Tom, I don't know what your name is. And he said, well, I've told you before, it's Huckleberry. And I laughed at him. I said, there's no way you told me your name was Huckleberry and I forgot. It didn't happen.
It always brings me back to that famous movie, you know, Tombstone,
uh-huh.
When Doc Holliday is getting ready to have a shootout with Johnny Ringo, and he goes, "I'm your Huckleberry." That's a famous line there. But your husband can chase bears with a switch. I understand.
He's
pretty big.
He's really amazing. He truly is. I tell people he could build us a home with his Leatherman. he's that handy. I married MacGyver. Yeah.
Okay. So you and Huck are out on the road,
uh-huh.
And you take your product out, and you sell your product, and then they put them in the store.
Mm-hmm.
Now you've got chains that carry your product.
Yes.
And you know, I used to say, okay, they're in 12 stores, and then they're in 20 stores, and now I don't try and say how many stores anymore.
Yeah, it's growing. It changes every few days. We're very fortunate and thankful to say that we've been adding stores. So we sell, and then we race back home to Reading and. Go to our plant and make all the product and box it up and then ship it out and then do it again.
Well, the thing that's happening here is that the more you sell, the more you're going to have to make.
Mm-hmm.
That means the more people you're going to have to hire. That means the more you're going to have to expand, the more product you have to buy to make your product and all this. And this is something it's another economic boon for Reading too.
Yeah, we're really hoping to. It's true. We really are hoping to expand things and really help the community. Also, the products that we use are all from the U.S. And I know for us, that's an incredible thing. The bags that we put the product in, everything that we use comes from the States because that's just so important to us.
Well, you know what? You've got a sticker on here,
uh-huh.
And it says, and it's great, made and packaged in the USA, families helping families. That's
right.
That's big. You know, it's people are saying, it's kind of like people around here going, oh, yeah, shop local, shop local, and then they don't. And they're members of a chamber of commerce that, you know, says, oh, we got it, you know, we have to, you know, buy and shop local, but they don't. So you're putting your money where your mouth is, because it's probably a little bit more to have to do this.
It is a little bit more, but it's really worth it.
It's worth it.
Having been raised in a family business, I know how important it is to support the people around you. And it's just been really ingrained in me as we were raised through that. You know, when I was a teen, you know, I worked in the store because that's what we do. You know, we support each other. So it's very important, and it feels good to say that on the label. I've actually had a couple of consultants approach me and say, you know, that's a really unnecessary thing. It's a wasted space on your label. And I know it isn't. It's not.
No, it's not. I think it's great.
I think it's important.
It would be great if we had a lot more of those products.
Maybe we will.
You know what? I mean, people here and say, okay, you know, you worry about the economy. Well, let's start buying American, you know, packaging American, you know, American workers, these kind of things. Wow.
We've met a lot of people since we've started this that say, hey, how did you do this? And I say, well, I don't really know. I just woke up and I decided and sort of set my mind to it and started chipping away at it one piece at a time, and it just came right together. And I think I've seen that light go on people when I'm delivering to stores and they say, I'm going to do something. And I'm like, great. Doesn't matter what it is. Do something. So for me, it was baking,
and
I love it. And I'm good at it. It's something I enjoy. I love to feed people. So I really encourage that, whatever gets in.
Well, it's the spirit. It's the spirit of America. And you know, I'm going to say it. There's a commercial that I saw, and every time I see it, I've taped it so I can look at it. Believe it or not. It's this man who's walking through the house. He's talking, he's looking outside his, you know, it starts at his pool, and he talks about America. He talks about our spirit. He talks about how Europe takes a 30-day vacation in August. And what do we have? Oh gosh, what do we have? You know, that America's on its way down. It has no original ideas. Well, what about Les Ford? What about, Bill Gates? What about, you know, he just goes through this and he walks through and he comes back and he says, you know, Americans, that he said, we went to the moon. We're the only ones that went to the moon. We got bored. What did we do? We left our car up there with the keys in it, because who else is going up there? And I mean, this, but about America and what makes America great, you know, this entrepreneurship, this work, you know, and he says, and we don't take, he says, we only take 2 week vacations, and we don't stop by and stop at the cafe and have our cappuccino. And then he finishes up and he says, n'est-ce pas? You know, he says the, you know, French for understand, and he drives off. I mean, does he say what he's selling, but he sells it when he gets into it. And of course, I enjoy that because it's the spirit of America, and you embody that. You and Huck embody that.
Thank you.
The spirit of America, that you saw something that had to be done. It's not easy. You start your own company. You get your own plant put together, and you are driving, traveling, selling something, that a product that you believe in and that we believe in now. And you need, my friends, to go find it. Amazing Foods for Life. It's tasty. It's easy. Vicki, I got like 2 minutes left.
Oh.
Enthrall me.
I know. I'm just listening away, thinking, smiling and nodding.
Well, it's absolutely true.
It is. I'm really appreciative. We're just so thankful to be doing what we're doing, and we're adding product lines. So we'll be adding pizza crust. We have a chocolate cake coming out, chocolate cupcakes, which I would like to encourage people, when you try them, maybe stick a little cream cheese in the middle of it, because that's just too yummy. and also at Orchard, along with the product that's sold, we actually sell to their bakery our mixes, and they actually produce, the product, so you can grab and go. They can swing through Orchard and grab baked cookies or baked muffins, which is, you know, pretty handy. And which, you know, then you can grab the bag and take it home, and everyone else in the house can have it, but you got it first.
Amazing Foods for Life. Vicki Leda and her husband,
Huckleberry,
yeah. Founded the company, and they're huge. You know, it's a success. And I hope that you go worldwide with this.
Thank you very
much. I mean, I really do. You guys are great.
We really want to help people.
I know. And that's where it started. I want to help people. I want to help people in this way, and then you did it.
And we made it taste good.
And you made it taste good. It does taste good. It tastes great. And I'm, you know, because, you know, I frankly haven't had a lot of gluten-free stuff, and sometimes you taste it and it's a little...
I've had a woman one time at a demo say, oh, I'm not sure if I want to taste that. I don't like sand cookies. Oh, no, that's not a sand
cookie. This is not a sand cookie. You can get them at Orchard Nutrition, Enjoy Store, and many other places, Amazing Foods for Life. We'll be right back after the news. We're going to talk about how to clean up the Iron Mountain Mine without harsh chemicals. And the people from Simpson are going to tell us how.
The news is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Redding by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Ukraine's opposition leaders have signed a deal with the president and European mediators for early elections and a new government in hopes of ending a deadly political crisis. It could be a major breakthrough in a months-long crisis, one that's worsened sharply this week, leaving scores dead. American teenager Michaela Schifrin took the lead in the first leg of the Olympic slalom today in Sochi.
I'm not really worried about the lead right now. I mean, actually, 5 tenths isn't even that much, so it's a two-run race.
Schifrin handled the soft snow best, finishing 0.49 seconds faster than defending champion Maria Hofreich of Germany. After a brief respite of sunshine, winter returned to much of the nation's midsection on Thursday, bringing a chilly mix of rain, sleet, and snow. At least one tornado, National Weather Service forecaster Brian Hurley.
In the last few days here, certainly we've seen a sort of a pattern reversal where we've warmed up here in the East Coast, and places out west that were warm and relatively dry have certainly cooled down, and we're getting some rain and mountain snows in the Pacific Northwest.
Some of the melting snows raising concerns about the possibility of flooding. Sales of existing U.S. homes plummeted in January to the worst pace in 18 months.
The National Association of Realtors says sales fell 5.1% to a seasonally adjusted annual rate of 4.62 million units last month. In the last 12 months, sales have declined 5.1% as higher mortgage rates and prices contributed to a slowdown in home buying in five of the past 6 months. The median home prices increased 10.7% to $188,900 since January 2013.
That's SRN's Jeremy House reporting. Housing experts say cold weather, limited supplies of homes in the market, and higher buying costs held back purchases. On Wall Street, the Dow right now up by about 40 points, and this is SRN News.
Do you have a family member who's getting older and can no longer be safely left alone? With Visiting Angels America's Choice in Senior Home Care, your parents and older family members can continue living at home and not have to move into a nursing home. Experienced, compassionate caregivers provide assistance in hygiene, meal preparation, and light housework up to 24 hours per day at affordable rates. To restore your family's peace of mind, call Visiting Angels toll-free today at 877-374-LIVE or at visitingangels.com.
The following is a real-life story from Trinity Debt Management.
When our daughter Emma was born, we took a look at our credit card debt. It was not a good situation. Finally, my wife Vicky said, call Trinity.
If you're in debt and you need help, call Trinity at 1-800-936-5496.
We called them, they contacted all of our creditors, they stopped the collections calls, they got the interest reduced, and they put us on a plan for success.
If your debt has you down, call Trinity at 1-800-936-5496.
A middle school football coach who's accused of kidnapping and killing a 10-year-old girl scheduled to make his first court appearance today. This witness, Carlo Edwards, says the man who abducted the 10-year-old in Springfield, Missouri, tricked her by asking for directions.
Stopped right here in front of this ditch and asked her if she knew where Springfield Street was at. And there's no Springfield Street here in Springfield. And she said no and turned and walked, took about 4 or 5 steps. And he said, hey, come here for a minute.
Craig Michael Wood accused of snatching Haley Owens as she walked home from her best friend's house Tuesday evening. As the flu season winds down, health officials say it was not as bad as last year and the vaccine worked better. But younger adults were hit harder because of a surge in swine flu. Overall, hospitalization rates for the flu only about half of what they were. Last winter, it has been a fairly mild season for the elderly, usually the most vulnerable group to flu and its complications. This is SRN News. Three decades after it was stolen, a 57 Chevy Bel Air has been returned to a Northern California man in better shape than when he originally owned it.
The Santa Rosa Press-Democrat reports Skip Wilson was shocked when he got a call from police telling him that his long-lost Chevy was taken off an Australia-bound cargo ship. Says the car's had a lot of work since it disappeared from his home in 1984. It was returned with 17-inch racing wheels, rack and pinion steering, and a 350-horsepower V8 engine.
That's SRN's Rich Thomason. Wilson, a retired mechanic, bought the car for $375 in 1975 with plans to fix it up. Canada bringing home Olympic gold in its two most popular sports, ice hockey and curling. A day after the Canadian women's hockey team beat the U.S. in overtime for the gold medal, Canada today won a third straight Olympic title in men's curling. More details at SRNnews.com. From Washington, I'm Bob Agnew.
The news was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and the Bot. Where's Linda? She's at home getting ready for 15 family members to just come, you know, just, they're coming. They're coming. It's like they're coming to the house, all of them. And so we have to make sure that they are all taken care of course. And so that for some reason, Linda seems to think that she has to clean house and do all these other things. The girls have to do that or women have to do that when the families come. Do you do that, Savannah?
Yeah.
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 Okay. All right. Hey, it's the 21st of February, and let's start with our Susan. Is it still Susan? Let's start with Susan out at our Wells Fargo Advisors. Hello, Susan.
Good morning, Carl. Good morning, everyone. Well, stocks are extending yesterday's gains. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is up 49 points at 16,183. The S&P 500 is positive 5 points at 1845. And the NASDAQ Composite has advanced 16 points at 4,284. Some of the day's biggest movers, Johnson & Johnson, up 27 cents at $91.99. Ford down 9 cents, trading at $15.18. ExxonMobil down 8 cents at $95.29. Taking a look at local bank stocks of interest, Trico Bank shares up 8 cents at $24.81. Bank of Commerce positive 3 cents at $6.03. Over to commodities, gold is up $5.80 an ounce at $1,322.70. Silver up 8 cents at $21.80. And crude oil down 48 cents, trading at $102 a barrel. That's the market for now. This is Susan Eastman with Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Hey, Susan. You still there?
Yes.
What are you doing this weekend?
Nothing. I love it. I'll take a bike ride.
Okay.
I'll do that.
All right.
And I'm not cleaning.
Okay. give Linda a call. She might need some help today.
I know. Have a go. Have a great weekend. Thank you.
You bet. Take care. You know, that's what I like about Wells Fargo Advisors here, is that they're your neighbors out there. And listening to Susan follows, and as does her fellow advisors down there, they follow what's happening in Wall Street. They know what's happening in Wall Street. They're very approachable. They're not some disembodied voice over the phone. These are great people. And they're here to help you. Located on Park Marina Drive, you can give them a call for an appointment, 243-7561, 243-7561. Savannah, the weather, it looks like it's going to be beautiful.
It is going to be beautiful. It is 47 degrees, going to get up to 71 with clear skies, low of 43. Tomorrow, Saturday, is looking at 73 degrees with a low of 41. And Sunday is going to be 70 degrees with a low of 43. So it's going to be a beautiful weekend.
Beautiful weekend.
Yeah, and our weather is always sponsored by Shasta Gas Propane. They're family-owned and operated. You can give them a call at 365-3793.
That's right. Discounts for seniors and veterans. And you know what? I slept great last night. You know, I sleep great every night. And it's part of it is, and part of it is the fact that, well, first of all, I'm completely innocent and my mind is clear. So you can go to sleep like that. But then when you add that on to my sleep number bed, where my number's 35 and Linda's is 40 because she's a little bit tougher than I am, we sleep great. And you know, like in the middle of the night last night, three cats have decided that who is going to, you know, supremacy in the neighborhood. So if you've been around when cats are loud like that, and of course Elk Killer jumps up and wants to end the whole thing right then, And the true, to me, the true test of being able to sleep well is going back to sleep right away. And I can do that on my sleep number. I tell you what, each side is adjustable with the exclusive dual air technology, and it's clinically proven to relieve back pain and improve sleep quality. And I can tell you, it works. And right now, during the final days of the Ultimate Sleep Number event, the largest closeout event of the year with a savings of 50% on the Innovation Series. Exclusively at Sleep Number. Head on down to the Target Shopping Center. That's where our Sleep Number store is. Head in there and see the experts. Have them, they're gonna, they'll let you lay on one of the beds, on the mattresses there, and show you how this works, the dual air technology. I can't say enough about Sleep Number because it does work. Okay. You know, one of the things that we do, on the station here, of course, being as, we're community oriented anyway, but we also like on, we also like to push our local, you know, not just businesses, but education and our institutions around here. And there's so much going on that a lot of people don't even realize. And today we're lucky to have, three guests here. Or we're fortunate to have three guests from Simpson, here for, and the, you know, the topic being student research. Because a lot of times they go, oh, student research, what's that mean? Well, we're going to find out today. Our guests are Dr. John Yabe, the history professor and one of the organizers of the 4th Annual Student Research Symposium, Dr. Brian Hooker, and then Taylor Polk. She's a biology student working with Dr. Hooker on the Iron Mountain Mine Research Project. And I can't wait to get into this because I've read, you know, being the scholar that I am, I've read about this with the cheat sheet handed to me by Candace yesterday, who came by to make sure everything was okay. But Dr. Ayabe, tell us about what this is about.
Yes, the Student Research Symposium is an opportunity really for us to celebrate the scholarship that our students at Simpson are doing. This is the fourth year now that we are holding this. It started back in 2011. When a couple of us on the faculty were looking for an opportunity for our students to be able to present some of the research that they've been doing in our classrooms. We recognize that our students are doing some really fantastic things, but they haven't had a forum a public forum anyway, to explain and share the work that they're doing. And so this is how it got started. We got together and planned this really like a conference event for our students to present the research that typically they're doing in their courses.
Okay, now, and these research topics range from, I'm looking at one right here, is the cognitive behavioral treatment for schizophrenia.
Right, yeah, it's cross-disciplinary. We engage all of the academic departments at the university. You'll see a range of topics in psychology, from the humanities, in English, in theology, in the sciences, business, outdoor leadership, education. So it runs the full gamut, really, of the programs that we offer at Simpson.
And, you know, the next one I see here is from the English department, and it's Paine in C.S. Lewis's Till We Have Faces in Prelandra.
Yeah.
I have no idea what that is. I've heard of C.S. Lewis.
Right. But,
and I have Taylor Polk, thank God, who is a very bright person. We're going to talk about how they're going to clean up the mines up here by not using harsh chemicals. And she her eyes got big too when I read it. So thank you, Taylor. Just made me feel better. So this is pretty, it is pretty exciting in the
mm-hmm.
sense that
oh, yeah.
you cover so many disciplines
mm-hmm.
here. And it's, if you look through this, now tell us when is this going to start here?
So the symposium is Saturday, March 1st. It starts at 10 o'clock in the morning. And what we do is we run three different sessions concurrently over, and there will be three sessions, one in the morning, two in the afternoon. And it's open to the public. People can come by and sit in as many of the sessions as they want to. It's an opportunity to also learn from the student presenters, but also to engage with them, because each of the presenters will give their talk about 15 minutes or so, and then there's a Q&A time that follows. And in the case of that English
C.S. Lewis? There's
C.S.
two
Lewis.
Of them. There's
yes,
two in it from
two.
C.S. Lewis.
This is really a neat thing, too. A couple of the sessions are organized as panel discussions, and so you'll have three different presenters that are dealing with topics that are either complementary or related. And so they'll present their work, and then following the presentations, a faculty member will get up and respond to those papers, raise some questions, and then engage the audience into a discussion with the students. And so it's a wonderful time for students to engage with the audience, with the community, to talk about what they're doing, and to really explore some ideas and new thought that their specific topics explore. You know.
Well, it sounds fascinating. Here, we're going to be talking some more about that. We're also, since we have Taylor here and Dr. Hooker, and we're talking, Taylor's paper is the Iron Mountain Mine Metagenomics and a Microcosm Study. If, you know, just me getting through that part, do I get like credit? Do I get like a C? Okay, we'll talk about that as soon as we get back from these, messages. Carl and DeBott, KCNR 1460, Grassroots Radio. What's happening in your community? You're going to find out here.
Everybody calls us summer, fall, winter, and spring. We've got the best. It's hard to guess who's going to make our telephone ring.
At Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning, everybody calls us 221-2642. Because when you call 221-2642, we help keep you cool. 221-2642. Be cool with Alliance Heating and Air. 221-2642. Now you say the number.
Everybody calls us.
At Pulse Urgent Care, their goal is to get you in and out quickly. Pulse Urgent Care is open 7 days a week in their newly expanded facility from 10 a.m. till 8 p.m., providing care for the entire family, from infants to great-grandparents. If you suffer from allergies, visit newly expanded Pulse Urgent Care today for short-term allergy relief. For more information, call 722-1111 or walk in to Pulse Urgent Care on Hilltop Drive across from Kmart in Reading. Pulse Urgent Care says if it's urgent to you, it's important to us.
As gun laws continue to tighten up across the country, Bastiani Arms will continue to provide our community with quality firearms, hard-to-find ammo, off-list fully built AR lower receivers, and the absolute best customer service. Get out of the grab-and-go box stores and come talk to a knowledgeable firearm specialist. The good guys at Bastiani Arms are real gun enthusiasts, with two full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. Right now, Bastiani Arms is stocked up on hard-to-find fine ammo, 30-30, 38 Special, and 44 Magnum. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Seth Stoke has over 20 years' experience in firearms and offers CCW classes, women-only CCW classes, and hunter education. Bastiani Arms has everything you need for firearms, and they appreciate you shopping local. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur Lane and Wall Street in Reading. Join the revolution.
With back to school right around the corner, it's about to get busy. Real busy. Who has time for the gym when you're taking the kids here and then there and pretty much anywhere? Well, at Anytime Fitness, you can work out around any schedule. Anytime Fitness is a 24-hour gym. Don't wait till school starts to get back in shape. Sign up today and get your first month free for a limited time. Anytime Fitness is a 24-hour gym. So go to the friendly, clean, and convenient gym on your time. That's Anytime. Anytime Fitness in West Reading next to Holiday Market.
The home of good health in Reading for over 30 years is Orchard Nutrition. You'll love Orchard's in-store deli, featuring no-nitrate meats and fresh roasted beef from the local Lazy 69 Ranch. Try their bakery fresh bread, and of course, there's organic produce washed in Orchard's purified water. A part of the Reading community for over 30 years, family-owned and operated for three generations, Orchard Nutrition is far more than a health food store. They're the North State Nutrition Experts. Orchard Nutrition, 221 Locust Street in Reading.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. More talk, less breaks in our new format here. The only one having problems with it is me, as I try to keep up on our live reads. And this portion of the show is brought to you by Alliance Heating and Air, serving the North State for over 20 years with outstanding service to all models and makes of heating and cooling systems. You know, I can't say enough about Martin. Warranties, guarantees, 7 days a week, 24 hours a day service. Alliance Heating and Air, their work is just noteworthy. They take care of it. They check. They make sure everything is fine. 221-2642 is their phone number, or check out their website at homecomfort.org. homecomfort.org. I want to remind everybody, too, is that the winemaker's dinner up in Anselmo Vineyards on March 7th. Time's getting short there. I don't know how many tickets they have left because this is just an outstanding way with they're going to have Mosby Cellars and, of course, Anselmo Vineyards. And they're going to pair wines with foods. And it is absolutely, it's the third one they've had. I've been in the last two. The food is absolutely, fabulous. Chef John Stadelli. And of course the wines, all award winning wines that you'll be able to drink. And with all types of how they pair it is just magnificent. And Anselmo Vineyards, 474-5546. My guests today are from Simpson University, and they have, it's for the symposium they have that there's going to be running on, March 1st. And, my guests are Dr. John, Ayabe and Dr. Brian Hooker and Taylor Polk. And Taylor doesn't have anything behind her name because she is a biology student working with Dr. Hooker on the Iron Mountain Mine Research Project. And Dr. Hooker, can you tell us a little bit about that? I mean, Iron Mountain Mine, isn't that a super fun place because they have, you walk by it and your left arm gets, turns to iron? Is it that bad?
It's not quite that bad. I've been to Iron Mountain Mine. I've been up to the site twice and I haven't experienced any tarnishing of any of the metals in my body. I think I'm okay. Iron Mountain Mine is an Environmental Protection Agency Superfund site. Superfund sites are large cleanup issues, and it was designated a Superfund site at 1983.
Okay.
And it was an operating mine. It actually was in operations since the gold rush starting. I believe that Iron Mountain Mine was probably opened up around 1860, and they continued to mine different ores until the early 1960s. So it was an active mine for about 100 years.
Wow. Okay.
And when you do that, just by cracking open the mountain, you expose a lot of minerals and metals that aren't usually exposed to oxygen or large amounts of water. And so one of the metals is fool's gold. There's a lot of fool's gold up in Iron Mountain Mine. And the fool's gold
is... Iron pyrite?
Iron pyrite, correct. Wow, you get an A in that one. But
just this old Marine just sometimes catches up,
Semper Fi. What happens with iron pyrite? It is one atom of iron, one atom of sulfur in the molecule. The water will react with the sulfur and a little excess acid that's just naturally in the soil, and it will produce copious amount of sulfuric acid. Okay, and sulfuric acid is not something that you let your 2-year-old play with.
Sulfuric acid is, you dissolve things in this, like your lungs and other things?
Oh, sure. I wouldn't recommend dissolving your lungs in sulfuric acid.
But, if you breathe into it, yes. This is not good. Sulfuric acid is a very powerful, agent, and it's destructive. And so we've got, and you say, so the mine is just filled with this.
The mine, it leaches out of several of the mine openings. Because of the abundance of iron pyrite that's up there, and they've actually gone into the mine. They measured, we have the distinction of having the lowest ever measured pH in the world. Now, pH 7 is neutral, and as the pH value gets lower, it's more acidic. At Iron Mountain Mine, they measure the pH at -3.6.
Wow.
Okay, so that's not something that you want to dip your hands in.
Soaking and leaching into, seeching is my new word for seeking. Soaking and leaching is, into our groundwater. And, is that true or is
that? That is correct. There is a treatment plant, it's a chemical neutralization plant that, was put up there, I believe in the 1990s, trying to remember. Yeah, in the 1990s. And thank you, Taylor. Taylor's shaking her head, yes. The treatment plant basically neutralizes the acid, and thereby the acid dissolves a lot of metals, and the metals are heavy metals, generally toxic. So things like cadmium, lead, mercury, are dissolved in the water, but when they neutralize the water, when they change that pH back to a neutral pH, then all of the dissolved metals that are in there precipitate out, and they have a big holding tank, and that holding tank will hold the metals in the sludge that's produced by the neutralization process.
Okay, now why do people need to worry about? Iron Mountain is getting into our water. Is it still getting into our water?
It still will get into the water supply. There's just absolutely no way that you can divert all the water to the treatment facility. And Iron Mountain Operations has done a super job. They've done the best that they could possibly do in terms of remediating that site. But because of the condition, because of the pyrite that is in the ore, then there is no way that you can trap all the water that's coming from Iron Mountain Mine and essentially treat it. So there is some leaching out.
So what you want to do is you want to do something inside the mine and get it at the source.
That is correct.
And is that what Taylor and your crew are working on?
That is our ultimate objective, and we have been given a significant amount of liberty from Iron Mountain Operations and the EPA to make this our playground. And so I've had several students up to Iron Mountain Mine. Taylor will be blessed with that distinction this semester. She hasn't been able to go up, but she's worked directly with the samples. And our ultimate aim is to develop some remediation strategies so we can actually run that process in reverse. Instead of creating acid, we want to stimulate natural microorganisms that will neutralize the acid. And based on what we found so far, we believe that that's a possibility, and that's a distinct possibility.
Well, let's talk about, you know, what, you know, we're saying, you know, people are going, oh, okay, we talk about precipitation and sludge and this. But what that, you know, let's talk about what it means to you out there. And one of the direct results of Iron Mountain Mine is that anything down river, downstream, is going to be hurt. And they're talking that the highly acidic drainage is likely the cause for the complete decimation of all aquatic life in certain areas downstream from the mine, and is believed to be the contributing factor to the placement of the Chinook salmon on the endangered species list. Which, so it's killing our fish because of this.
Right. There's still an exposure, even despite the best efforts to remediate the mine. So there is still acid leaking out. The Iron Mountain Mine is directly upstream of Spring Creek Reservoir. Spring Creek Reservoir then goes into Keswick Reservoir, and that's where we supply the water for Redding. So just to be clear, that water is primarily treated, but there is still acidic water that leaches out. And it could very well have contributed to the endangerment of the Chinook salmon. And obviously, when you go up to Iron Mountain Mine and you see where the acid is seeping out, there's really nothing that can grow there except for these interesting microorganisms that we've been able to characterize.
And we're going to talk about that when we get back. But this is the thing. This is the big thing, because treating the water takes a lot of times harsh chemicals. And if I read that right,
that's correct.
And so that also causes a problem by trying to clean the water out here. But you all at Simpson University have started identifying ways of making this work, and a completely new source of doing it out of our own university right here. We'll be right back after these messages. I'm here with Dr. Brian Hooker and Taylor Polk, and we're talking about the Iron Mountain Research and Environmental Education Project. And all of this is going to be talked about with Dr. John Ayabe and his student research symposium they're doing here at Simpson University. But when we come back, we're going to talk to Taylor about some of the things she does. We're going to talk DNA also. We'll be right back. Carl Lindebach, KCNR 1460.
Often people say, once it's wrecked, it's never the same. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. Is this true? Well, it depends on who repairs your vehicle. Some examples of our repairs that made vehicles better than new are a brand new 4x4 truck that pulled hard to the side. The dealer could do nothing because the frame did not match factory blueprints. A new sports car with steering pull. The dealer changed the alignment, then the tires, and then the tires and wheels. Nothing helped because the unibody was manufactured out of spec. A new pickup that sagged on one side. The dealer changed the springs, but that didn't change anything because the frame had a twist. A new luxury sedan with a 2-foot crack in the paint on the hood because the paint was too brittle. As you can see, we made these vehicles better than new. Imagine what our collision repair specialists can do for your car. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Join me, Dan Fagan, for your afternoon drive home.
I've been listening since you started. I like listening to you, and I just wanted to know that. And there are a lot of us listening. I think it's a very good thing that you're positive. I want to hear positive in the world today because you hear too much negative.
Why automatically assume the worst will happen? What does it cost you to believe the best? There's no cost there.
Weekdays, 3 to 6 p.m. on KCNR.
Hey, parents. It's prom season, and as you know, it can drain your budget. Do what fiscally responsible people do and use the Frugal Dame. You can rent a beautiful dress and tuxedo for just $150. And if Western is your thing, Frugal Dame has Western wear hats and boots. Call 999-3020 to make your appointment. That's 999-3020. Check out thefrugaldame.com and make your appointment today. That's 999-3020. The Frugal Dame.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, 8:31 in the morning, 21st of February, 2014, for those who are just waking up right now. It is still 2014, but we're in February. What can I say? This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop right off Athens Avenue. Take a step back in time. Great haircuts, great prices, discounts for seniors and veterans, man's last stronghold. I don't mean to offend anybody with that, but it's man's last stronghold. You will never find Oprah on the TV. Right off Cypress, right off Athens Avenue, Cypress Square Barbershop. Okay, my guests today are, wait a minute. Let's get the weather here, you know, cause it's too good to not share.
It is. It's a beautiful week ahead of us. It's currently still 47 degrees, gonna get up to 71 today and a low of 43. Tomorrow is going to be high of 73, low 41, and Sunday's going to be 70 degrees and a low 43.
All right. Mm-hmm. A lot of things going on this weekend, too. You got the Heritage Fair. It's down at the Church of Latter-day Saints. It begins at 9 o'clock. Find out all about your genealogy, and they use DNA. We're going to talk about that in a second. Of course, our Guns, Antiques, and Collectibles show, 300 tables tomorrow and Sunday, beginning at 9 o'clock, the 32nd Annual Breakfast Lions Club. They have distributed over $1 million over the last 32 years, more than that, to children and other agencies here in town. They keep none of the proceeds. All of it goes to a charity or to a good event there. And of course, tonight is the Chamber of Commerce Chamboree, where they announce who the business of the year and the business person of the year is. Linda and I will be emceeing that tonight, and we're, one of some of the MCs there. And we're happy to be able to do that. But now, we're here, you know what, we're here with Simpson University, and we have Simpson on a regular basis for a variety of reasons. Simpson University plays a big part in our community, as does other organizations here. And nursing school, graduate school, that's where I got my teaching certification. Was there when I came back. Yeah. And cause I had to get a certificate, I guess, for the state of California. Mm-hmm. So I went through Simpson and, got to know the campus in this. But today we're talking about the student research symposium that's going to be out at Simpson University on March 1st. And it's going to have it's got a variety of presentations and all that put in. And we're going to get back to Dr. Ayabe here in a second. But we're going to go back now to Dr. Hooker talking about the Iron Mountain mine and how it's had a very destructive influence on our community. But they have tried to corral up all the water and all the things that are leaching out of the mine, but that's really hard to do. It also can be expensive, and it also puts harsh chemicals back into the environment to try and clean this up. Am I paraphrasing that?
That is correct. I mean, it's the best scenario that they can possibly do, given some of the technological constraints that we've had so far. But I believe that with some of the information that we're finding as we look at the microbial community, that we can do better.
Okay, and then that's what you all are doing. So you have, and Dr. Hooker, you're saying is that you're formulating a plan to neutralize the water by using a microbe that you all have located. Is that correct?
That's correct. There are actually several different microorganisms that we've characterized. And what we did was we took samples from Iron Mountain Mine. I had some pretty hefty rubber gloves on as I reached through the swamplands of Iron Mountain Mine and was able to collect some samples. I brought those samples back to Taylor, and Taylor was able to extract the DNA directly from the soil and then actually amplify the DNA. It's just like a stereo. You can't really hear the small microbes directly, but if we can amplify the signal, then she amplified the DNA, and then we were able to send that out for sequencing of the DNA. And when we did that, as we sequenced the DNA, we found some very interesting organisms that would actually, we found two things. We found some organisms that made the acid problem worse, and by oxidizing iron, they actually create a greater acid problem. But we then found a group of organisms that would do the opposite. They would reduce the iron, and that takes the iron, which is normally soluble, creates more of an insoluble metal, so it's, more rocks. And that will drive the process in reverse and actually neutralize the acid.
Okay, now this is, when we talk about this, this is important. This is not just something for here. This is everywhere. If you can find these microbes in which you seem to have found, and Taylor, you've been sitting here patient all the time. You're the one that's running this. And you're using DNA. What you're doing is you're finding the microbes and you're amplifying them by running them through your DNA research. And what they're going to be able to do with these microbes is attach them or put them in where the iron is, which is causing the sulfuric acid or causing parts of the results of this, which is bad for everybody. And it will destroy it, eat it, link to it.
Well, in order for this idea of using the microbes to work and reverse the acidity problem, we would have to take their natural abilities and kind of supercharge them. So that way they take more acid and produce more rocks out of it. And so it takes a little bit more research than just putting them into the soil, but that's the basic idea.
Okay, well, this is a worldwide thing. I mean, if you can do this here, you can clean up sites everywhere and do it naturally.
That's correct. Mm-hmm. We have a real problem in California. There are over 30,000 mines, and there are at least 10,000 abandoned mines in California. And this is a ubiquitous problem in these mine areas.
Well, we've got so many, gold and silver and lead mines out there that and I can just imagine that how many of them that we haven't gotten to that are leaching into the surface. And this is something – okay, now what are these – so you're DNA research, and you're a DNA expert, huh?
I wouldn't call myself an expert, but it's one of my favorite things to study, and so I
so
learn
if you,
a lot.
What's the – how do people get DNA out of dinosaurs, bones? How do they do that? Do they?
You can find them from the fossils. If we find a dinosaur fossil, a lot of times there's still enough DNA left in the bones or whatever's left in the fossil to – extract it, and then just like I did, amplify it in a way so that way we can then read it.
Now, nobody's got the same DNA.
That's correct.
DNA is completely different.
Every single person is completely unique.
There is no way that, anyway, the possibility of me and Savannah having the same DNA would only be as if I was her uncle. Or even, not same DNA, but that same DNA class, right?
Right. If you were her uncle, you would have a lot of shared DNA genes. But it would never be completely the same unless you're an identical twin.
So the way that you identify somebody with no way for that to be wrong is through DNA.
Through DNA and the sequencing of the DNA.
Which is why in the military we all give DNA samples. Because it may not be, worst case, there may not be a lot of us left. But as long as there's spots, they can say we were there.
That is completely correct.
Okay. I mean, I just don't, but that's why we do it. And, okay, so now you're taking the, okay, now, did you see a Jurassic Park?
Yes, I did.
All right, remember they took the DNA out of the mosquito? Is that real?
In amber? Uh-huh. You can get insects that are trapped in amber. Amber is just old tree sap.
Right.
Okay. And but one of the things that happens is you get little bits and pieces of dinosaur DNA because DNA starts to break down at about 10,000 years.
Okay.
So if the dinosaurs were within the Jurassic era, then that was millions of years ago. So we get little snippets of DNA, but you couldn't really do an actual Jurassic part because we don't have a full fingerprint of dinosaurs.
Isn't that what they use frogs for? And then in the movie? Okay,
yeah.
Forget that. All right, let's
just
forget that because now I'm getting completely off the line here. But you took the DNA, and this, the reason I was asking about DNA is that this is something you do. And you've been able to take the DNA, you've been able to amplify it into these microbes that now we can, when are we going to do this, Doc? Taylor, when are we going to put them together?
We already had it sent out to be analyzed by an offsite lab, and then my coworker Sibi Cebu took that data that we got and then analyzed it himself, and that's how we identified the microorganisms. So the research project that I did, and as well as with Sibi, my partner, was like the first step in trying to get to a point where we could use microbes to help clean up Iron Mountain Mine. And our first step was to identify, are there microbes that could reverse the process, which is what we found.
Okay, so now we know that. So what's the next step, Dr. Taylor?
What we do is we want to find out what selectively that microorganism will eat. Okay, because it lives in a community, and it lives in a community of organisms that could potentially make the acid worse. And so we need to find the sweet spot. What is the flavor of the whipped cream that this particular organism will eat and flourish and the other organisms don't like? So we're actually...
Okay, now you've got me scared now.
Okay.
All right, you realize this. It's because now we're talking about this little microbe. You know where I'm going with this, Doctor? Is that, you know, you see these movies. So you've got this little microbe that's supposed to eat the iron or link with the iron and make it heavy in this and drop it down. Now see what I'm seeing here is, oh, maybe these the law of unintended consequences, well, makes these other microbes into flesh-eating blobs that move their way down, you know. So, are you going to do that, Taylor? Are you making flesh-eating blobs by accident?
Hopefully not.
Okay. All right. No, okay, being serious again here. So when you link these together here now, and that's a good point. You've got to find out the right ones that,
right,
you know, that actually work in this.
Usually we're using something as innocuous as like vinegar. Vegetable oil. I had a project where we went to the cheese factory and we got their cheese whey, the leftovers after they made cheese.
Yeah.
And so we're not using things that are going to create environmental contamination.
You know what we're talking about? We're talking to Dr. Hooker and Taylor, Dr. Brian Hooker and Taylor Polk, who are Dr. Hooker is a biology professor at Simpson, and Taylor's a student working with Dr. Hooker on this Iron Mountain Mine research program. You're asking, well, why is this important? You know, if you're just tuning in and talking about whey and, you know, blobs, man-eating, mm-hmm, flesh-eating blobs here, the fact is Iron Mountain, who has the worst when it comes to pollution, the worst in the world I guess, on when you start talking about the pH level, it is the worst in the world, and it's, you know, and we have to try and save the water by putting it through a series of so many things. The chemicals we use could be harsh for that, and then we have sludge. They have identified in the early stages of identifying a microbe that can go back and take care of all of this just by reintroducing it into the mine. And then, and if it works here, of course, you probably have to check each other. You know, you probably have to check the DNA on the rest of the different types of lead and the different tailings that throughout California. But this could be a spectacular way, a spectacular, clean, environmentally safe way of cleaning up these areas.
That is correct. What you would do is you would actually, there's no way that you can stop the mines from leaching acid unless you just basically created a concrete barrier. So the open mines are going to leach acid, but you can create a barrier of microorganisms that will metabolize. They'll eat the acid, neutralize the acid, and then what flows downstream of this, what we call a biobarrier, what flows downstream then will have neutral pH, and we will have knocked out, we will have taken out the metals.
Yes. Yeah, it's healthy water. The fish live, all the little frogs along the bank live. Savannah can go out there and swim in the old swimming hole without her ears dissolving or anything like that. Okay, this is great. And it's happening right here in Simpson.
That is correct.
And nobody else is working on this, are they?
There are some researchers.
But they haven't gone as far as us, right?
We're characterizing different parts of the mine. There are some researchers from UC Berkeley that have focused directly on the source of the drainage.
Uh-huh.
And, that has more of a science-y bent to it to see what actually exists in that acid. We want to go downstream where we had more promise of finding probably more diverse microorganisms that could really take care of the problem.
This is great. Okay. Hey, we'll be right back right after these messages. We're talking with Dr. John Ayabe, Dr. Brian Hooker, and Taylor Polk on the Simpson Symposium, first of all, but also the cleaning up of the Iron Mountain Mine by using environmental methods or environmentally safe methods discovered right here at Simpson. We'll be right back.
Ted Light here with NorCal Firearms Instruction at Sportsman's Warehouse. The fact that female victims are more likely to be injured in an assault is undisputed. Call NorCal Firearms Instruction today to learn about our ladies-only personal protection class. This popular course is designed to teach the skills, attitude, and knowledge needed to protect yourself with a firearm. Our classes fill early, so contact us today at 999-1822 or read our reviews and register for a class at readingccw.com. This is Ted Lighting. I'll see you at the range.
Change your world in as few as 16 months. Simpson University's popular Aspire degree completion program was designed for busy working adults. Choose degree programs as diverse as organizational leadership, psychology, liberal studies, business and HR management, or the RN to BSN step-up program, all relevant in today's competitive job market. Student success fuels our program success. With a 96% graduation rate over the past 20 years, our Aspire degree completion program is a challenging yet rewarding adult learning experience. Custom tailor your degree success plan with our dedicated academic counselors who will personally guide you on your educational journey. Call today and speak with our admissions professionals. But don't delay. This spring's application deadline is approaching and classes will be filled soon. Call 1-888-9-SIMPSON today to speak with an admissions professional or visit us online at simpsonu.edu/aspire. Simpson University School of Continuing Studies. Challenge your mind. Ignite your heart. Change your world.
As gun laws continue to tighten up across the country, Bastiani Arms will continue to provide our community with quality firearms, hard-to-find ammo, off-list fully built AR lower receivers, and the absolute best customer service. Get out of the grab-and-go box stores and come talk to a knowledgeable firearm specialist. The good guys at Bastiani Arms are real gun enthusiasts with 2 full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. Right now, Bastiani Arms is stocked up on hard to find ammo, 30-30, 38 Special, and 44 Magnum. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Seth Stoke has over 20 years' experience in firearms and offers CCW classes, women-only CCW classes, and hunter education. Bastiani Arms has everything you need for firearms, and they appreciate you shopping local. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur Lane and Wall Street in Reading. Join the revolution.
Hi, I'm Vicki Leda from Amazing Foods for Life, gluten-free baking mixes made with ancient grains. At Amazing Foods, we're here to help you make living gluten-free easy and healthy. Often it can be difficult to find fast, easy, and delicious treats. With our cookies, cakes, muffin mixes, you can have bakery fresh in your home in about 20 minutes, while at the same time adding protein and omegas to your diet. Amazing Foods for Life is produced in a dedicated top 8 allergen-free environment. Check us out at AmazingFoodsForLife.com or at Orchard Nutrition Center, Tops Market, and many more.
Well, I won't back down. No, I won't back down.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and the Bot. It's Friday, my friends. It's, gosh, 8:50 already. Almost out of here. You know, we'll be followed by Agenda 21. This portion of the show brought to you by Bastiani Arms, where I'm heading out here, located at 2539 Larkspur. Let me tell you about Bastiani Arms. Firearms dealer that puts the customers first, fair prices. He works so hard to make sure that you've got ammunition there, which is very difficult to, procure if you've studied that at all, that you can't find ammunition. Well, you can find it at Bastiani's because he stays up till 4 o'clock in the morning finding it and getting it in there. His gunsmiths are absolutely fabulous, including John himself. He prides himself on his customer service and what the customer needs at fair prices. Give him a call at 222-8222 or just stop by 2539 Larkspur. And if you get by down there in the next couple of hours, you might see me. My guests today are from Simpson University, and it's been there's things that you all are doing at Simpson I think are fascinating. And Dr. John Yabe, who is a history professor and the organizer, one of the organizers of the 4th Annual Student Research Symposium, where a lot of the, where we're talking about some stuff here that's coming out. Dr. Brian Hooker, a biology professor, who's got his students doing a lot of research about cleaning up Mountain Iron Mountain Mine. And Taylor Polk, who is doing the DNA and the on this on these microbes they're talking about that can clean it up. And Taylor, thank you very much, because Taylor is in her last year of ROTC and is getting ready to go in the Army here this summer. This summer. Well, thank you for your service, young lady, and I think you're going to like it. And I hope that they use your brain.
Absolutely.
Out there. Yeah. Well, needs of the service. Yeah, we'll just, well, yeah, we'll put you over in motor transport. Yeah, we need somebody there. No, again, thank you. A lot of people, you're starting out on a great adventure.
Well, I have a lot to be grateful for. They did give me a full ride to Simpson University coming right out of high school, so.
Can't beat that. Okay. Hey, John, can I call you John or Dr. John? Or just John. John, you know, this thing right here, your symposium, it's going to be March 1st. Mm-hmm. You're covering the gamut of everything from Iron Mountain to C.S. Lewis.
Right.
And everything in between. What would you tell people about it?
Yeah, so, you got a sample, from Taylor about what they'll find at the symposium. And you're right, we cover, go across the disciplines. We have a total of 37 students this year that are going to be making presentations on a variety of topics. Just looking over, again, the program, you have topics on racial healing, looking at the historical approaches to racial healing. You have math students dealing with modeling and epidemiological studies. You have historical studies on how industrialization affected Thomas Jefferson's view of land, and
talking about the Jeffersonian way of looking at things. And through this, is it unusual for a smaller university to have symposiums like this?
Well, it's not unheard of. There are a lot of colleges and universities like ours, smaller ones that have these kinds of scholar days or opportunities for their students to present the research and the work that they're doing. So I wouldn't say it's unusual, but it is a great opportunity for our students. Some of the things that they do get out of this is an opportunity to share the studies that they're engaged in, become good communicators of that, engage with an audience, being able to answer questions and respond in that way. It also gives them an experience of discovery. Part of why we engage students in research is to do intellectual inquiry. You know, if you have a question about something, you want to study it more, learn something about it. oftentimes when students engage in this kind of research, they discover things that they didn't know, and it serves as kind of a narcotic. It gets them wanting to learn
more.
Once
you get started.
Yeah, exactly.
One of the things I enjoy so much about being here from 7 to 9, Monday through Friday, week in, week out, is that this times just like this. I would never know about this. I feel like I'm the Rio Grande at times. I'm a mile wide and an inch deep, full of information, in the sense that so many things come through here like this. And like you said, you know, when you find something that's fascinating, and to do the research, be taught how to do the research, and then be, you know, present a paper, there are so many interesting things out there. So you've got, I mean, and you cover the whole gamut here now. But and the students can win awards over this too, right?
Right. Yeah. This year we're instituting for the first time an award that's named after Stanley Clark, who was he's retired now, but was a strong supporter of he was the provost, former provost of Cincinnati University, a strong supporter of student research. And what we're going to be doing is giving awards for best papers, best presentation, and best posters.
Is this a secret? I mean, who's winning? I mean, who won?
We will be making the announcement.
Oh, okay. I just wonder if there was a secret. Okay, all right. I'm just wondering if this – can we make any large announcements here? Okay, so just wondering, okay.
The committee wouldn't be happy with me.
Yeah, well, yeah. You know what? Here, we've got a young lady here that's just solved the process throughout the whole world, and it's going into server country, you know. So I'm just wondering. Okay, the Savannah, there will be a test, by the way, after this, and you're going to have to tell us which microbes we're using. Yeah, up at Iron Mountain, okay? Okay, she's here. Okay, what else here? I think if people are, I mean, this is a good way for people to find out. One is what's going on out there to come into the symposium. So tell me how people can get there.
Yeah, I should mention that, the information, about the schedule, what presentations are going to be made, the times are going to be made, and even the abstract. Students were required to write up a short abstract about their research project. And so all of the abstracts have been compiled, and they're available on the Simpson University website. So they can go there, and they can look over the various topics, various talks, and they can pick and choose which ones they want to go and see.
Mm-hmm.
The symposium starts at 10 o'clock. We have an opening plenary session from 10 to 10:45, where we'll all be gathered, and we're going to have a guest speaker, Sister Brenda O'Keefe, who is from Mercy Medical Center, and she's going to be talking on the topic. Her title is Embracing the Power to Heal the Body, Mind, and Soul. The symposium this year has adopted the theme of healing, and many of the topics that are going to be talked about somehow deal with this theme of healing, whether it's physical healing, spiritual healing, racial healing. And so she's going to launch the symposium with a short talk on the concept of healing and how the university engages in that process. And then we'll have these breakout sessions, one in the morning and two in the afternoon, and visitors can then go into these sessions and pick and choose the ones that they want to hear, the ones that sound interesting to them, and engage with the students.
Well, sounds great. It sounds like you've got a lot of people engaged in this thing too. And for the community. It's free.
Yes,
I think.
I'm sorry. It's free of charge.
It's a fourth annual student research symposium. It'll happen on March 1st out there, of course, at Simpson.
Mm-hmm.
And by the way, Taylor, you have we used to call it the death hour right after lunch. So you're going to have to do something to get everybody going there.
Well, I could call Cadence.
You could do that. I'm sure that would go over big.
No,
I like a flashbang, personally. It just gets everybody's attention. And if they're not watching, it'll knock them down.
But it'll be a little disorienting, too.
Well,
so.
But then you can bring them right back up. Okay.
I think me going...
It just means we got like a minute left when I do that.
I think that me going after lunch isn't such a bad deal because the environment is a really important thing. And especially in Reading, there are definitely a lot of people who really care about the environment being such an outdoorsy area. So I don't think it'll be too bad or affect people really paying attention.
Yeah, I think that people need to look at this as, you know, and what you're doing, Dr. Hooker, with your people is it's an environmental thing, and it's
right.
Good for the environment.
Right. This is it's part of the theme of the conference, healing. This is healing of the land.
Well, you know, Doctor, I'm here with Doctor John Ayabe.
Ayabe.
I'm sorry because I don't have it right in front of me. I will totally mess it up. And Doctor Brian Hooker and Taylor Polk. I've got it right here now when I need it. All from Simpson. We're talking about the student research at Simpson University and the fourth annual Simpson Student Research Symposium. Presentation and poster abstracts all going to be on Saturday, March 1st from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. at the Laburne Rudot Hall at Simpson. Thanks a lot for being with us today and talking about it.
Thank you for having us.
Well, you know what? This is something, again, it's good for our community. And it offers up new ways of looking at things. And with Dr. Hooker and your group of students, that a way of cleaning up our environment, which is so important.
Right.
So,
well, we appreciate the opportunity to get the word out.
Well, it's a, you know, this show will be archived. And so you can send this out to all of your relatives and friends throughout the world, if you'd like. On Monday, we're going to be talking about the FCC moving into our newsrooms and wanting to find out how we do news and why we do news and those things. Is that a good idea? Right into your local newsrooms. Just remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys out there. Have a great weekend. You know who you are. We'll be back Monday.
The news is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. Doping at the Winter Olympics, Italian bobsledder William Frulani has been given the boot after failing a drug test. A German athlete also flunked a doping test, but a spokesman for Team Germany says the athlete tested positive for a stimulant, suggesting it could be part of a nutritional supplement. Early elections, part of a deal Ukraine's embattled president has signed with the opposition. The agreement is aimed at ending the violence in Kiev. The BBC's James Kumarasamy is in the Ukrainian capital.
The people have been out here for months and have seen the deaths over the last few days. See this very much almost as a military campaign. They want to see a victory at the end of this. They want to see something that looks as though Viktor Yanukovych has been chastened and will not be able to continue on in office, certainly not in the way he has been.
Parliament has also voted to reinstate a previous constitution that limits presidential power.